It's springtime now, and rising temperatures bring the nemesis of many a young teenager, body odor. To counteract the aroma, school students often turn to perfumes and body sprays such as Axe. The product comes in scents with names like Tsunami, Voodoo, and Essence. As Sean Corcoran of member station WCAI reports, one school in Massachusetts has asked students to curb their use of deodorants and perfumes.
Upper Cape Cod Tech Superintendent Barry Moda recently made changes to his morning routine. For one thing, the school chief no longer pats his face with aftershave before heading off to school each day.
I love the cologne, so I like the odor of it, but I really see no need to wear it as long as I'm not offensive to somebody else. I need to be reasonable with that.
Last fall, the school nurse told Moda an increasing number of students and staff were complaining of migraine headaches and difficulty breathing. The culprits, she said, were perfume, cologne, and body spray. One teacher had an asthma attack so severe, an ambulance was called.
We're not certainly exactly what triggered it. We believe it was heavy perfume that was worn by one of the students.
When used in school, Moda says potent perfumes and deodorants are potential safety hazards. So he's proposing a new fragrance-free policy. Students are a bit skeptical, though. Waiting for the morning bus last week, a group of teens used words such as silly, stupid, and unfair to describe what they read in a note home about the proposed policy. 14-year-old Andrew Wallace says he hasn't switched hygiene products, and he doesn't think his friends have either.
I think it's kind of ridiculous a little bit because they're kind of going too far with the situation. They say that you can't wear scented shampoos and stuff like that. I think Axe is okay to ban because some people do use it too much, but I don't think it's really reasonable to make people stop wearing scented shampoos and deodorants.
Axe is a body spray, and it and similar products are becoming increasingly popular among young male students. Walking through the school's corridors, it's easy to get brief whiffs of Axe. 16-year-old Adam Venton says he doesn't see anything wrong with using a bit of the spray. Still, he says some classmates have been a bit reckless with the stuff.
I suppose as long as people don't put too much of it on, it's okay. And don't, like, go around spraying it in people's faces.
Venton says he's seen classmates do just that, use the spray as some sort of scented weapon.
I've seen a couple people so just be like, hey, how you doing?
Upper Cape Tech appears to be the first school in Massachusetts to attempt to regulate perfumes and deodorants. But the superintendent expects others will soon follow suit. Hospitals, libraries, and even town governments already have begun to create fragrance policies. For schools, though, the challenge will be convincing teens it doesn't take strong-smelling fragrances to be stink-free. For NPR News, I'm Sean Corcoran on Cape Cod.